Good morning, everyone. Children, it's good to see you. Thank you all for what you have done this morning, whether you have sang or whether you have done the little play, which has been brilliant. A lot of thought into that. It's been great. Just for a little 5, maybe 7 minutes or so, I want to just tell you what I want to talk to you about this morning. But I wonder, what is your favorite food? Can anybody shout out, you know, what is your favorite food? Anyone, you know, just, what is your favorite food? You want to shout it out?
Steak.
Right? Okay. What about the children? What is your favorite food? Pizza. Okay. Just so that everybody, what's that?
Lasagna.
Very good. Anything else? Hot dog. Very good.
Ice cream,
right? Great. I love ice cream too. Anybody else?
Custard.
Great.
Chocolate,
of course. Chocolate. Anything else? What?
Meringues.
There's a lot of sweetie toothy going on, isn't there? That's brilliant. What else?
Donuts,
right? So, anything else? What about the back? What about some of the adults? So, steak has been mentioned. What's that?
Lamb.
That's okay. I heard you now. Anything else?
I forgot.
You forgot. That's okay. That's all right. Anyway, I'm sure. Obviously, I can tell you what my favorite is. One of them, yes. For those who don't know, I come from Spain, by the way. So, paella, yes, you know, that's okay. But I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but certainly I love food. However, we all have our favorites, but who is really hungry right now? Who is all? Look at that. Are you all hungry? Yes. What do you, all the children are hungry. Suddenly everybody is hungry. Isn't it? Well, we wouldn't have something to eat afterwards, so that's okay. But hunger is quite a nice and not a good thing. It really is not. Now, there is a little story that we heard this morning in the reading, isn't it? About lots and lots of people who were following Jesus. And they went into a long way from home, and they were so keen to know what Jesus was talking about that really the day grew longer and they forgot about the time. Have you never been in a situation like that? When you are so busy playing away and suddenly you forgot that it's dinner time and then you suddenly feel quite hungry? Well, that's okay if you can go home very soon and eat and feel satisfied. But these people actually did not have an easy way to go home, so they were very, very hungry. Can anybody tell me what happens on that story when Jesus was with all these lots and lots of people, grown-ups and lots of children? There was one little boy. Do you remember the story, one little boy? Can anybody tell me what he had, that little boy? It had bread and it had fish. And do you remember what happened with that bread and fish?
He divided it out between all the people and there was still left over.
Very good. Very good. That's true. That is what happened. But the boy had to do something first before Jesus was able to feed all the people who were very hungry. The boy had to give to Jesus what he had, didn't he? That was his lunch, his dinner, or whatever it was. But actually, he gave it over to Jesus, and Jesus took it from him, and then he said a prayer, and then a miracle happened where there was lots and lots of bread, lots and lots of fish, and everybody was satisfied, and everybody was able to go home after that with their tummy a little bit fuller than when actually the miracle took place. Now, can anybody tell me what are the ways in which we can help to feed the needy? Now, think about that, but I have a few items in here behind me, and I'm going to bring them to you if I can. There you are. Okay. So I have brought a few items with me. A hammer. Ooh, I wonder what the hammer is for, isn't it? I have one or two other wee things in here. So, as we already have said, there is lots of people out there in the world who really don't have a lot of the things that we enjoy. It's nice to have a nice warm home, isn't it? Yes. And it is nice to have food, being able to go to the supermarket, or maybe go to McDonald's. Maybe go to a nice restaurant and have a piece of steak. Or maybe have a hot dog or something like that. But what are the ways in which we can help needy people? Well, for example, I have brought a book. This is a book to do with gardening, or maybe how to help people, you know, not only to be able to grow things for them to look after themselves. So maybe we can educate them. Maybe we can provide education for them. So that is very important. What about perhaps we can have a hammer? Maybe we can provide tools for them to be able to build their homes, shelter, so that they'll be able to sort of have a nice warm environment. So we can do that as well. And what about perhaps, maybe, I don't know, sweet potato, maybe? Who likes sweet potato? Yes? It's very good, isn't it? I love sweet potato. Sometimes, really, as simple as basic food like a potato or a sweet potato or something like that, for those who are hungry, it's almost like giving to Jesus the bread and the fish. What can happen with that is sufficient to feed someone for a lunch or a dinner and being able to give them something warm and something nutritious for them to have. So we can provide with food like that, and of course we will be doing that in the coming days by giving all the different things. And of course seeds, we can obviously sort of give them seed for them to plant things so that they can grow food and what have you. And of course, last but not least, we can give them money. All right, we are very blessed in this country that we are all fairly well provided when it comes to our finances. Some of us have jobs, we can earn money, but we can also give money to the poor and to those who are in need. And of course, it's always another way that we can do that. The point I'm trying to make, children, and everybody else in here, is that we are very, very blessed to be able to have all the things that we have and to be able to enjoy it. But there is many people who don't. So whether we can give them tools for them to build a home, or give them food, or teach them how to maybe learn the skills to be able to look after themselves, or even as simple as giving them a seed for them to plant and for them to be able to look after it and grow and feed from it. Whatever else we can do, that we must certainly endeavor to do for others. So, children, today is a day to look back with gratitude to what God has done for us, but also to look forward with joy, because we know that God's faithfulness is always there for us. And we must never, ever forget to give thanks to God for that, and also to help those who clearly could do with a little bit of help. Will you remember that today on Harvest? Okay.